Chapter 18. And he spake also a simile to them, that it behoveth us always to pray, and not to faint. Saying, A certain judge was in a certain city, God he is not fearing, and man he is not regarding. And a widow was in that city, and she was coming unto him, saying, Do me justice on my opponent. And he would not for a time, but after these things he said in himself, Even if God I do not fear, and man do not regard. Yet because this widow doth give me trouble, I will do her justice, lest, perpetually coming, she may plague me. And the Lord said, Hear ye what the unrighteous judge saith. And shall not God execute the justice to his choice ones, who are crying unto him day and night, bearing long in regard to them? I say to you, that he will execute the justice to them quickly, but the Son of Man having come, shall he find the faith upon the earth? And he spake also unto certain, who have been trusting in themselves that they were righteous, and have been despising the rest, this simile. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a tax gatherer. The Pharisee having stood by himself, thus prayed, God, I thank thee that I am not as the rest of men, rapacious, unrighteous, adulterers, or even as this tax gatherer. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all things, as many as I possess. And the tax gatherer, having stood afar off, would not even the eyes lift up to the heaven, but was smiting on his breast, saying, God be propitious to me, the sinner. I say to you, this one went down declared righteous, to his house, rather than that one. For every one, who is exalting himself shall be humbled, and he, who is humbling himself shall be exalted. And they were bringing near also the babes, that he may touch them, and the disciples having seen did rebuke them. And Jesus having called them near, said, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the reign of God. Verily I say to you, whoever may not receive the reign of God as a little child, may not enter into it. And a certain ruler questioned him, saying, Good teacher, what having done, shall I inherit life age during? And Jesus said to him, Why me dost thou call good? No one is good, except one, God. The commands thou hast known. Thou mayest not commit adultery, thou mayest do no murder, thou mayest not steal, thou mayest not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these I did keep from my youth. And having heard these things, Jesus said to him, Yet one thing to thee is lacking, all things, as many as thou hast, sell, and distribute to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, be following me. And he, having heard these things, became very sorrowful, for he was exceeding rich. And Jesus having seen him become very sorrowful, said, How hardly shall those having riches enter into the reign of God? For it is easier for a camel through the eye of a needle to enter, than for a rich man into the reign of God to enter. And those, who heard, said, And who is able to be saved? And he said, The things impossible with men are possible with God. And Peter said, Lo, we left all, and did follow thee. And he said to them, Verily I say to you, that there is not one, who left house, or parents, or brothers, or wife, or children, for the sake of the reign of God, who may not receive back manifold more in this time, and in the coming age, life age during. And having taken the 12 aside, he said unto them, Lo, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things shall be completed, that have been written through the prophets, to the Son of Man. For he shall be delivered up to the nations, and shall be mocked, and insulted, and spit upon. And having scourged they shall put him to death, and on the third day he shall rise again. And they none of these things understood, and this saying was hid from them, and they were not knowing the things said. And it came to pass, in his coming nigh to Jericho, a certain blind man was sitting beside the way begging. And having heard a multitude going by, he was inquiring what this may be. And they brought him word that Jesus the Nazarene doth pass by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, deal kindly with me. And those going before were rebuking him, that he might be silent, but he was much more crying out, Son of David, deal kindly with me. And Jesus having stood, commanded him to be brought unto him, and he having come nigh, he questioned him, saying, What wilt thou I shall do to thee? And he said, Sir, that I may receive sight. And Jesus said to him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And presently he did receive sight, and was following him, glorifying God, and all the people, having seen, did give praise to God.